You're listening to SBS News.
It was labelled a landmark summit, but survivors of clerical abuse in Australia say the four-day meeting at the Vatican was anything but. Chrissy Foster, whose two daughters were raped by a priest at their Catholic primary school in Melbourne, believes it was a waste of time.
The summit, to me, is a publicity stunt. It's more of them saying they will do something and then not doing anything.
Ms. Foster says she's been let down by the church too many times and that the summit is just the latest example of the Vatican's all talk and no action approach. Action, she says, would involve the release of secret church files on clergy who have committed or covered up abuse.
I don't know, I'm just so over it. I don't know what their answer is. They need to be honest and open. They need to throw open their secret archives. You know, hand them all over to the police worldwide. Hand them over. Reform yourselves. Do the right thing.
Abuse survivor and advocate Mark Farbro agrees, saying the release of the archives could pave the way for meaningful justice.
I don't think it was a landmark at all. I think it's the same. Rhetoric, the same sort of approach where the Catholic Church and the Vatican particularly want to pacify and want to get the believers, the flock, to believe that something's changing for the better until they start really prosecuting those clergy responsible for the cover-up. I don't think we're going to see a lot of change.
Hope that this could have been a result of the summit was deflated when German Cardinal Reinhard Marx said there were no records.
Files that could have documented the terrible deeds and named those responsible were destroyed or not even created.
While delivering the explosive comments, Cardinal Marx asked for more transparency, something the Australian Catholic Church says it's also pushing for. Anthony Randazzo, an auxiliary bishop from the Archdiocese of Sydney, says he plans to take that message to the Vatican later this year.
We've been working very strongly to ensure that we're accountable in what we're doing here. And we will have a meeting in Rome later in the year. And I hope to raise that issue there as well to support the openness and transparency of what we are already doing.
While the Vatican summit was underway in Rome, a new crop of men entered the priesthood in Sydney, bringing the total number of seminarians to 54, the city's highest number in a decade. During these turbulent times, Bishop Anthony Randazzo says it's a sign of hope for the church's future in Australia, particularly as it applies a fresh approach to the way priests are trained.
We initially look at screening and psychological testing with our candidates. We have to say that this whole area of abuse has made us look even more closely at what we're doing.
But not close enough for people like Chrissy Foster, who doubts she'll see any meaningful change in her lifetime. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.